There is only one type of high priest who is fit to offer a permanent sacrifice for sins. I'll say that again. There is only one type of high priest who is fit to offer a permanent sacrifice for sins. Since Jesus instituted this time that we call communion for the purpose of remembering him and proclaiming his death, then this is an ideal time to remember what made him the only type of high priest who is fit to offer a permanent sacrifice for sins. Please turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. In these two verses, we're reminded of Jesus' character, as well as how that unique character made him fit to purify us from sin forever. Hebrews 7, 26 and 27 says, "For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need like those high priests to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself." Here we see that two things are necessary for the permanent removal of sin: a certain type of high priest and the sacrifice that he offers on our behalf. Look at the type of high priest that Jesus is. Verse 26 describes him in five ways: holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Any high priest lacking any one of these qualities was not fit to offer a permanent sacrifice for sins. But Jesus is all of these things. He is holy, innocent, and unstained. That is, he is morally blameless. He has never sinned in thought, word, or deed. And he is and always has been completely free from sin's defilement. Jesus is also called separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens. He is essentially unlike sinners. And he also sits at God's right hand, exalted above men, angels, and the rest of his creation. Who else can claim to be like this? As you take communion, Christian, remember that Jesus is these things. Not only was this type of high priest necessary to permanently remove the sins of his people, but there was also a unique sacrifice that only he could offer that was necessary to permanently remove our sins. Look again at verse 27. It says that he has no need like those high priests, that is in the Old Testament, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. Here we see that Jesus is even unlike the sinful Old Testament high priests. Those high priests had to first bring themselves into right relationship with God through sacrifice, and then they were able to make sacrifices on behalf of the people. And those high priests had to do this daily. But because Jesus is holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, he was qualified to accomplish what they could never do. These things qualified Jesus to become a human high priest, and at a single point in time, 2,000 years ago, to make a single sacrifice that was sufficient to cleanse his people from sin forever. This unique high priest did this by actually becoming the sacrifice. The Old Testament high priest continually offered animal sacrifices to God. Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice to God one time. Consider this, Christian. When you sin this week, Jesus did not come and atone for your sins again. He doesn't need to die again every single time you sin. Our Savior is so powerful that knowing which sins you would commit 2,000 years ago, He was able to bear the perfect penalty for each of them when he died. So as you take communion, don't only remember our holy, innocent, unstained Savior who is separated from sinners and exalted above the heavens, but also remember that he made one sufficient sacrifice when he offered up himself in your place. Some of you may not believe that Jesus saved you when he died on the cross. And if that is you, then please don't leave today without talking to me, one of the elders, or someone else that you've seen up front this morning. We would love to talk to you more about the gospel. But as the bread and juice are passed down each row, just don't take any. Let them pass. Christians are characterized as those who repent from their sin. If you are a Christian, then repent. If you won't, then you're demonstrating that you refuse to believe the gospel that we're remembering and proclaiming right now. So, as the bread and juice come, just let them pass by. All Christians, whether you're a visitor or a regular attender, please remember and proclaim Jesus and the perfect sacrifice of himself with us as we take communion. When you're ready, you can take communion on your own.